This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
And then we sing.
Havana, na, na.
We roll into the final hour of the show.
My heart is in Havana, na, na.
A little shimmy, a little shake.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na, na, na.
Rolling a little tempo a little here.
He didn't walk up with that, how you doing? When he came in, he said there's a lot of girls I can do it, but I can't with her. Do him forever in a minute.
That's Desi and Lucy Arnaz. No, who's singing this?
Camila Cabello.
Ah, Camila Cabello. Ay, Eva, Eva, andere, andere, epa, epa, epa. Hey, there's a cool story that came out this week that we wanted to chase down. And Sandberg's got her best investigative team on it, the S team.
Yes.
and we got a couple of folks involved. And this was a simple act of kindness that blew up into a viral sensation. And that man is John Leroy. We're going to talk to John and his brother Mark in just a second. But picture, if you will, it's a grocery store, and there in a parking lot is a woman who's pregnant. Might I say quite pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to, you know, get her stuff to the car. In the car, she's struggling a little bit. John's not just getting carts out of the parking lot. He runs over to help her, make sure she's okay. So she started a GoFundMe page just in honor of him and kind of got part of this whole ball rolling here. So let me talk to Tara first. Good morning, Tara.
Hey.
Thanks for being on. How pregnant?
Well, I think I was about 7 months pregnant. And, I was walking to my car. And, you know, usually when you check out at the grocery store, they always ask you at Jewel, do you need help to your car? And everybody says no. And so I was just walking to my car. I was fine. And I hear somebody yelling from the other side of the parking lot. He's screaming, ma'am, ma'am. And I'm like, did I forget something? What's happening?
Right.
And I turn and he's running towards me. And he said, let me help you with that. And he takes it to my car and he says, go sit down. I got this. I'll take your cart away for
that?
You. And that was just. Yeah, that was just my first run-in with John Leroy. There's been so many since then. So many times he's helped me. And, and then I saw...
Well, that's how you become the legend of Homer Glenn.
Well, he has. He's helped everybody so many times. And that's what makes him special. It's not that he does it once in a while. Like, everybody helps people once in a while. But John Leroy helps people every single day. He goes above and beyond every day with every person he meets. That's just who he is. Like he's just got this extra big heart.
He's coming on in a second. He's listening. Do you have a message for him right now?
Just the whole Homer Glenn community just loves you, John. You're just the greatest worker that anybody's met. You've got the biggest heart, and you've just touched everybody so much in this town that... That's why this whole thing went viral, because he's just that amazing.
And
so he is a hardworking man in Homer Glenn, for sure.
We learned about this from a Tribune story about the legend of Homer Glenn. Who wrote it?
Donna Vickery wrote this story. Wonderful article.
And Tara, what did we have, a boy or a girl?
A boy. Yep, Axel.
Oh, so good name.
He's a year and a half now. So.
And is that your first, or you got a whole gaggle?
No, I got three boys.
Three boys. God bless the work you're doing. All right. Now, hold on for a second, because I want to come back to you on your GoFundMe page in just a second. Let's meet Brother Mark. Brother Mark is right here. Mark Leroy. Good morning, Mark.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Thanks for being on. We also want to thank John Fleming. John is another fine Homer Glenn citizen. John's a guy that took the picture that kind of got this all going, didn't he?
Absolutely. He was an amazing, simple act that turned into a viral situation, as you mentioned.
Tell me about your brother. Why is he so loved?
Well, I'll tell you what. He really does have a nature about him. He's taken care of my stepmother for 12 years before she passed away. He takes care of my father, who's 88. He does the cooking, the cleaning, the housekeeping when he's not at work. And he's just an unbelievable person. And I have to take my hat off to my parents who did a great job in raising him.
And it sounds like he's got no problem with a work ethic. Has he always outworked you?
All the time. he said part of this was he wanted to go on vacation. But the reality is 2 days into a vacation, he's thinking about the lot, the carts, and how much they must miss him there.
Well, and
that's probably true.
No doubt that that's true. Let's get the rock star in here, the legend from Homer, Glenn. Good morning, John.
How you doing?
I hope you're enjoying all these people talking about what a good guy you are.
Yeah, I'm very happy for myself.
Well, you know, why wouldn't you be? Tell me about your job. How often do you work?
I work every other day at the store. I push carts. I do cleanups. I do whatever the boss wants me to do.
And do you enjoy the interaction with everybody? Sounds like you just love people.
I just love people. I love to be kind and helpful to people as much as I can.
Now, now that you're a celebrity, is that going to change things?
No, I'm still going to be the same person that they've known me all these years.
Yeah, and does everybody know you by name? I assume. How long have you worked there?
I've worked there 28 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Well, that's fantastic. And if you're ever sick or something, you miss going to work?
I would miss it if I'm not there.
Well, there you go. You know, Mark, that's got to make you just proud as heck, huh?
Unbelievable. I mean, my brother's really an example of, I always, as I said in the article, if I knew a saint on earth, it's him.
Yeah, no kidding. He walks amongst us. John, you're a good guy. Any specials at Jewel we should pay attention to today?
No, I'll just keep doing my good job like I always am.
Well, you're a good man, John, and we're proud to have you on the program. Andrea?
John, I know you're a White Sox fan, but I know you're a big Blackhawks fan, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, big Hawks fan, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
And he wears his Blackhawks jacket, too, every now and again.
Well,
yes, I do. I wear it all the time.
As you know, we're the Blackhawks station, so we're going to have to make sure we get your address from Mark here.
All right.
I know Coach Q wished you a happy birthday at one point. When is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday is August 18th. I was born in 1962. I was born in Blue Island.
Well, you're younger than I am, John. Not by much, buddy. Listen, Mark, John, I say the Leroy family's pretty special. If you guys would hold the line one more time, I want to jump back here to Tara. And can I hit Tara without hanging up on everybody? What do we know about our classic phone system here? Can I do this? No. Can I hit it? Yeah, I'm good. No? Okay. We've got to cut the green wire or the red wire to make sure we can go to three phone calls. Let me go to Tara. Hey, Tara, how are you?
I'm good.
Just talking to him for 30 seconds. I mean, I can see why you love him. All right, so tell me about this GoFundMe page. Is it still up?
It is. It's up. We've raised over $6,300 now in just 9 days. And we have thousands of comments and shares. And it's just, and people are still donating. You know, they hear his story and, you know, everybody just wants to give to John Leroy and do something special for him to show appreciation because he's done so much for us as a community.
I've got a big brother myself who reminds me so much of John, and he works his tail off, and it's very similar stories, and I just couldn't be more proud of him. And it's the same deal. Everybody's happy to see him. We call him the mayor of Ithaca, New York, which is the small town we grew up in, because he just makes people happy whenever he sees him, and he always volunteers to help, and he always wants people to be, you know, it sounds like John's the same way. Just get up in the morning and you just want to be happy.
Yep, and it's funny because some people have commented, John for mayor.
Yeah, why not, right?
That'd be awesome.
The comments, yeah.
All right, so we go to GoFundMe.com. What do we search?
If you go to GoFundMe.com/John Leroy.
John Leroy, easy enough. Laroy. Yeah. Tara, I know you don't have time to fool around with me with these three kids you got to watch, but I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
And thank you, John, and thank you, Mark. I got to go back to John here for just a second. Hey, John, what are you going to do today?
I'm just sitting around relaxing and just keeping myself busy, taking care of my dad like I am.
All right, and you work again tomorrow?
Yes, I work tomorrow again.
Homer Glenn is nowhere near me, but I'm tempted to get in a car and go see John.
It's the best. I grew up around that area, so hopefully I'll see you out there sometime, John.
I just want to shake your hand, so we may come out there and do that, John.
All right, no problem.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Awesome.
You know, he's got the paparazzi chasing him.
I know.
He's got issues. He can't be talking to everybody.
Yeah, we're not a big deal.
He's going to be like, here comes Cochran again.
No, you know what's cool? He treats me just like he would treat Andy Mazur. And I think that's special.
Yeah, because I get treated very differently.
I love that guy.
He's awesome.
That guy
he's
makes
awesome.
My day.
So cool.
Mark Leroy, good brother, too. How about that? And Tara, thank you. And thank you, Mr. Fleming.